Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. Beat you to it tonight.
You did. That's okay.
We are back for some edification.
Mm-hmm.
Today, well, first of all, last night we weathered a really bad storm. Yeah. How about those thunderbursts, Sister Amen?
Well, here I was thinking about this. I don't know how true it is, but they say when you see lightning and then you start counting the seconds, it says that's about how many miles away the storm is. There was lightning, then a thunder.
It was right above us. We felt it in the van.
Oh, it vibrated and rumbled, and it was like, I can't imagine the voices of many waters, it says in Revelation. I can't imagine what tremendous sounds the Lord could make.
The wind was so strong, our roof vent was pointed in the wind. It was actually, never does this, it was blowing some raining. We had to close our roof vent down.
Yeah.
And but yeah, we weathered the storm and we woke up. It was a really nice day. Cool.
Oh yeah.
And we went today and we stood outside of a kind of a, I don't even know how to describe this church, non-denominational, kind of worldly, seeker sensitive, almost Pentecostal
like, something like that,
church.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that preach today, Sister? The young pastor actually came out to talk to me, and it didn't last very long because he couldn't give an answer to God's word, and he turned around and walked away.
Yeah, he didn't come out aggressive or anything.
No.
But he was, like, totally passive, which one's worse, you know? Over-aggressive, real passive.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both going to lead the same place. But as for the preach, I got to say I loved it because we were out there for a long time because they were in there for a long time.
They're holding signs on the highway.
Yeah, so that was I like that. Flying gospel signs on the highway, and I made a video for the sisters.
Yeah, the post is up on the edification page.
Yeah. And then one of the women, there was an older woman that came out.
Yep.
And I got to talk to her, and yeah, so I guess, I don't know what she thought of it all, but I did encourage her to email me, and she took a gospel card, so that was a blessing
just,
to me.
We really just want them to test themselves. Their gospel on their website is basically, know that you've sinned, accept Jesus, say this prayer, and you're going to heaven. I mean, that's really how bad their gospel is. And they were just a worldly body with a whole bunch of corrupt ways. The pastor sells his time to people to be a life coach for like $300 an hour or something like that. It's just craziness. And the harlotry we saw there.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Lost people.
Yeah, his wife's claiming to be a pastor.
Yep, so, his wife's a lady pastor.
Well, like I put on my post, I said we went there to show them we love them, to show them what they lack.
Yep.
And preach the gospel, which is part
you
of
can
what
can watch. You can watch me talk to the pastor. I was nice. I was as kind as I could be to a false teacher. I wouldn't shake his hand. But the testing goes up to mark them so that any seekers will find it and not be deceived by these. They're goat herders. That's all I can say is they're easy believe, ear tickling goat herders that just want to fill up buildings, and they're not interested in sound doctrine. They can't give an answer. Another one of his older men came out, called me a false prophet when I said, "Could you prove anything I've said is false?" He couldn't.
No.
It's just so sad. They're not rooted in sound doctrine, and we're hoping that us showing up and people looking at the testing will wake them up from their dead spiritual slumber.
Yeah, amen.
Anything else about that, Sister Amen?
Well, I was going to bring up that it looked like a homeless guy.
Yeah.
That walked up. When the pastor did, the homeless guy, we're assuming that's what it is, and we'll explain in a minute. He walked up by the pastor, heard what was going on, and kind of turned around and walked back and sat in the front of the church in a little, what do you call it, an alcove, kind of a little indent in the church there. And then as we were leaving, we drove by the side of the building because we were cutting through a road there, and I looked over and I saw a big blanket spread on the ground on the side of the building.
Looked like got a mattress or something.
It was just laying on the ground. Yeah. And there was a few things set up on the side of it, like it was an outside bedroom.
To back of their building.
Yeah.
So they got this big, giant building. It's all closed up all week. And there's this homeless guy that goes to church with them, but he sleeps outside on the cement.
Yeah, I don't get what that's all about. But anyway, just another thing about what goes on there.
Yeah.
I guess you think about those buildings. They They have big buildings. They got to pay all the money for them, whether they're, even if they're smaller, you still got to pay the taxes.
They use them once or twice a week.
501c3, do you got to pay taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, some of them do. They don't pay taxes, but they get all their money tax-free, but they got to pay insurance and rental.
Yeah, and all the utilities and things like that, just for a couple hours here and there. But it just one more thing that shows the foolishness.
Yeah, and you'll see in the videos, a lot of the men came out, and they all have time to stand around and talk and laugh, and some of the young teenage boys were playing karate and goofing around, but nobody's got time to walk up with a Bible and say, what's up?
Nope.
They just want to defend their man-made religious system, and we can't let them do that. And as I told Brother Cool, we've got to stand for the truth. We've got to stand for doctrine. We've got to stand for Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Word. Otherwise, if we don't, all is lost.
Right.
Because God is the truth.
Amen.
Truth saves us and sanctifies us. So
I love that.
Praise God. It was a good preach, and the truth went out, and so we're thankful for that. And I got to say, I was wondering, we were trying to go to another church. That didn't work. Couldn't find parking. Bigger one. So we had to go to this one. And I was thinking, oh, I don't know why that worked out that way. Well, we went to a McDonald's to work on the Wi-Fi to put this post up. And I was thinking, maybe we're supposed to witness to somebody in McDonald's, and that's why we're here. We didn't witness to nobody. But when we're leaving, a young man with his wife and his little child was taking a picture of the back of our van. And he said, can I take a picture of the back of your van? We had gospel signs on it. And I said, no, you can't. And he looked at me surprised. I said, lest you take a gospel card. He smiled. Sister Amon gave him a gospel card. And the guy was all smiles. And I told him what we do. And he said, you're right. The churches are full of, they're nothing but a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was the guy I was there to witness to, I think. He was all smiled. He thanked me, shook my hand twice, said he was going to check out our website. And we went on our way. So that was awesome.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah, it worked out perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was our day today in our preach. We got that up. And today, we're going to read some scripture verses on comfort or being comforted. What do you think, Sister Amon?
I love that.
All right, you go first. You got the Old Testament.
Okay, well, you know what I'm going to read?
What are you going to read?
Psalm 23:4.
Oh, I love that.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Comfort me, amen. Mm-hmm. How about Matthew 5:4? Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Ooh, I like that one, yeah. Psalm 94:19. In the multitude of my thoughts, within me thy comforts delight my soul.
Yeah. Luke 8:48. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.
I love that.
He made her be of good comfort. It's like, be of good cheer. The faith has made you whole.
Yeah, that's awesome. Psalm 119:50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me.
Amen. Amen. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I like that forever.
Yeah.
I like that forever more so than having to live on the earth forever.
Oh, yeah.
Because soon we'll be with him. That'll be amen. Awesome. I'm going to do another Psalm 119. This one is verse 52. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself
in the judgments of God. Acts 9:31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and they were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied.
Well, that's a nice thing to think about.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, I've got some in Isaiah now. Isaiah 49:13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and bring forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted.
Mercy on his afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort.
Yeah, that's pretty strengthening and comforting.
Yeah.
Isaiah 51:12. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? That's pretty awesome.
I like that. Son of man made as grass.
Uh-huh.
Colossians 2:2. that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of the understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God and the Father of Jesus, and Father and of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, knit together.
Yeah, me too. And did you have one more? Because I was wondering if I could read mine last.
I have two more. Let me read my last ones.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians 5:14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. And then 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and even God our Father, which has loved us, hath given us everlasting consolation, good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work.
I love that.
I like how it says establish you.
Yeah, we both like that. Yeah. That's awesome, yeah.
Okay. All right, what's our last verse?
This is it. Isaiah 61:1-3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. Just read the one. I had to read around.
Yeah, that's a good one to end on.
I love that. Yeah, yeah. Praise God.
So lots of verses on comfort or the comforter in the Bible. So hopefully that edified you. And I know I was edified by it.
Oh, I know. I love digging through the scriptures like that.
We keep our eyes on the Lord and we walk in the Spirit. We can't help but be comforted. If we keep our eyes on the world or churchianity, mm-hmm, or even people, we're going to end up weak and ineffectual and we're going to falter.
Right. Can't do that. We want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his
spirit. Amen. So keep all eyes on Christ. We always believe that. All eyes on Christ, in his word, walking in spirit and truth, proclaiming the good news, preaching the gospel. Paul says, rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we hope to do. Keep being patient, keep preaching doctrine, calling people to it. Because why do we do it? Because Brother Koo and I were talking about today's preach, we love those people today.
Yes.
We're the only ones loving them. They're all laughing about their sin, laughing about their worldliness, laughing about their false doctrine that's going to damn them. We showed up to love them to say, turn from that.
Yeah.
God has a better way. You're not in the truth. You got to turn from that. So true love is godly love.
It is, and it's so in the word, yeah.
Yeah. So just remember that. Jesus loved with a pure godly love. He corrected and instructed and rebuked. So did Paul. Mm-hmm. So did John the Baptist. Godly love calls out sin and error to the saving of people's souls.
Amen.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Anything else, Sister Emma?
Just love to all the sisters and the saints worldwide. I hope you keep striving on and know that the Lord can comfort you in all things.
Yeah, amen, amen. Oh, one last thing. What? We see a lot of things out here. What did we see today as we were leaving McDonald's?
Oh, it was incredible. Somebody had a garden on the back of their car.
A garden?
It's like they had...
strapped on the back of their car. They had must have had 15 or 20 little containers of plants all bungee corded to the back of their car, and they were growing a garden, like, on the back of their car. I never seen anything like that.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because I got the video. I might save that for tomorrow.
Yeah, then we'll put that up tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we see all kinds of stuff out here on the Gospel Road, so.
Yeah, be sure to check back tomorrow.
Yep, check back tomorrow. We'll put that up.
Awesome.
All right. Till next time, hold fast in the truth. Christ is the only way.
Amen.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.